your story matters. ABSA.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the ABSA Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at ABSA.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Government identifies low productivity as major challenge in Zambia's agriculture sector. Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia demands action from ERB on fuel hoarding. In global news, U.S. temporarily eases Russia oil sanctions as Iran war pushes up energy prices. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo has identified low productivity as a major challenge affecting Zambia's agriculture sector. Speaking this morning after concluding a tour in Vietnam alongside Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Msokotwani and other government officials in that country's booming agriculture sector, Mr. Mutolo says Zambia's crop production levels remain far below acceptable standards. He notes that productivity is low across all range of crops, including maize, soybeans, wheat, rice, sorghum, and cassava. Mr. Mutolo explains that the visit to Vietnam was important as it provided an opportunity for Zambia to learn from a country that has successfully transformed its agriculture sector to improve productivity and effective farming practices. He has disclosed that the two countries have agreed that they will work on a memorandum of understanding, which will trigger the process of Zambia collaborating with Vietnam in ensuring the agriculture sector improves drastically.
What is it that our friends are doing properly that they can be, you know, having higher productivity in the agricultural endeavor? And this is across the board. This is maize, rice, sorghum, millet, cassava. Mostly, most of our cereal crop, we are way below the accepted average. So we can plan and find out what it is that are doing well. So we came here, and what happened is that it has been a very systematic, well-planned move.
Meanwhile, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Msokotwani says progress among small-scale farmers in Zambia has been inconsistent despite the various programs government has implemented to support the sector. Dr. Msokotwani says the delegation's tour of Vietnam aimed to learn how that country has managed to successfully expand and strengthen its agriculture sector so as to draw lessons of how Zambia's agriculture sector can be productive annually.
This is of particular interest to us because Zambia also has a lot of small-scale farmers, but over the years we have noticed that in spite of various government programs that have been put in place, the progress has sometimes been there, sometimes goes backwards. So learning here is about what is it that in Vietnam they've done correctly that has led to this agriculture expanding all the time.
The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia has challenged the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to identify and sanction oil marketing companies, OMCs, and fueling station operators allegedly hoarding fuel. Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete recently complained that some OMCs and fueling station operators are creating artificial fuel shortages by hoarding, stating that the practice is a violation of petroleum supply regulations and may attract sanctions. But Association Secretary General Benson Tembo is of the view that OMCs and fueling station operators have continued hoarding fuel because the ERB has not been taking action over the practice. He said ERB must ensure that OMCs and fuel service stations adhere to their license conditions and has called for fair business practices in the petroleum subsector to ensure the public is not deprived of the needed access to fuel.
There is a lot of hesitation in the manner that such penalties are applied. So we call on the Energy Regulation Board to do their work. The Energy Regulation Board must enforce the conditions that applies to the licenses. And it does not call for the minister to issue a warning. All we could have seen is the application of the conditions squarely and fairly. Because if there is that hesitation, then we are forcing policymakers to come on board and protect the interests of the people.
Media personality Daisy Lusumba, popularly known as Chichi Daisy, has requested the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP Gilbert Piri, to withdraw the case against fellow media figure Mtale Mwanza, who allegedly harassed her online. When the matter came up for continued trial this morning, the state prosecutor informed Lusaka magistrate Mbuwana Simvula that Ms. Lusumba had written to the DPP seeking withdrawal and fresh instructions have not been given. The prosecutor asked the court to adjourn the matter to April 13, 2026, awaiting instructions from the DPP. In this matter, Mwanza pleaded not guilty to allegations of harassing Ms. Lusumba on 7th November 2024 by claiming on Facebook that she is a prostitute. Ms. Mwanza is charged with harassment using electronic communication, contrary to Section 69 of the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act, which attracts a maximum jail term of not more than 5 years. In other news, a total of 119 suicide cases were reported at various police stations between January 1, 2025 and December 31, 2025 in Eastern Province. Provincial Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says of the total 119 cases, 100 were adult male persons, 12 adult female persons, 4 female juveniles and 3 male juveniles. Responding to a Phoenix query, Mr. Mwemba said Sinda District was leading with 22 cases, followed by Petawuke with 19, Chipata Central with 14 cases, Chama District with 13, Katete had 12, while Lundazi had 10 cases. Others are Mambwe District with 8 cases, Chadiza with 7, Vubu with 6, Nyimba 4, while Chasefu and Mwami both reported 2 cases each. Mr. Mwemba has attributed most of the suicide cases to short temper, alcohol abuse, and witchcraft accusations. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwemba says the province recorded a total of 295 defilement cases from January 1st, 2025 to March 11th, 2026. He says of the total 295 cases, 102 are awaiting trial, 11 were withdrawn at various police stations, 3 were closed, 1 was an acquittal, and 10 were convictions. Mr. Mwemba says some of the attributing factors include power imbalance, where the victim is kept by a stepfather who is a breadwinner, cultural practices which encourage early and child marriages, and rituals which involve sexual cleansing. In global news, the U.S. says it will loosen sanctions on other countries buying Russian oil and petroleum loaded on vessels at sea in a bid to curb price rises. It comes after the cost of oil rose to more than $100 a barrel again on Thursday after 3 more cargo vessels were hit in the Gulf. Explosions are heard in Iran's capital, Tehran, as Israel says it's launching another wide-scale wave of strikes. On this and other world news, the BBC reports.
The price of oil remains high at over $100 a barrel at closing of trading in Asia. Earlier, the US authorized the sale of sanctioned Russian oil currently at sea in an attempt to reduce prices. The bombardment of Iran is continuing with loud explosions heard in the capital, Tehran. One blast was near a Quds rally where thousands of Iranians were taking part in an anti-Zionism march marking the last Friday of Ramadan. Earlier, Israel had warned people in Tehran to leave 2 areas of the city. Overnight, residents told BBC Persian that they had suffered the worst night of bombing of the war so far. China has hit back against trade investigations launched by the United States into 60 countries, which are being seen as a possible route for Washington to justify new tariffs. 60 countries, including India and EU states,